December 23, water into wine. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. John 2:11. During the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee at which Christ was present, it was discovered that from some cause the supply of wine had failed. This caused much perplexity and regret. It was unusual to dispense with wine on festive occasions, and its absence would seem to indicate a want of hospitality. As a relative of the parties, Mary had assisted in the arrangements for the feast, and she now spoke to Jesus, saying, "They have no wine." John 2:3. These words were a suggestion that he might supply their need. But Jesus answered, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." The response of Christ did not discourage his mother. At the right moment, he would act his part. His mother saith unto the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, "Draw out now, and bear unto the governor the feast." And they bear it, verses 5-8. When the time had fully come, the miracle wrought by Christ was recognized. As soon as the ruler of the feast put the goblet to his lips and tasted the wine, he looked up with glad surprise. The wine was superior to any he had ever before drunk, and it was unfermented wine. He said to the bridegroom, "Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." Jesus did not approach the jars nor touch the water. He simply looked upon the water, and it became the pure juice of the grape, clarified and refined. What effect did this miracle have? The disciples believed on him. Verse 11, "By this miracle Christ also gave evidence of his mercy and compassion. He showed that he had regard for the necessities of those who followed him to hear his words of knowledge and wisdom." Manuscript 79, December 23, 1900, Diary.